Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an insightful message series titled Understanding the Parables of Jesus, sharing on the parable of the unjust steward. Today he continues. Let's join in.
I've been sharing one of the parables of Jesus. And a parable is a story with a hidden meaning. So Jesus said to his disciples concerning parables, in Luke 8:10, he said, "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to others in parables." So in a parable, most of the time, the story means something else. So for example, in the parable of the sower, Jesus said in Luke 8:11, he said, "The seed is the word of God." So most of the time, Jesus will tell the parable or the story. Then he will talk about what it means. And then he will talk about the lessons that can be drawn from the parable. So today we are looking at some of the parables of Jesus, specifically the parable of the unjust steward. Luke chapter 15 is our key scripture this morning. Luke chapter 15. In Luke chapter 15, Jesus gives four parables. The first parable is the parable of the lost sheep, where he starts from verse 4. Then he talks about a man who had 100 sheep. One got missing, he left the 99, and then he went to look for the missing one, and he found it. Then after telling the parable, he gave the lesson that we have to learn from the parable. So verse 7 is the first lesson. "Likewise, there is joy in the kingdom of heaven over one sinner that repented, more than 99 just persons which did no repentance." So Jesus said, when somebody repents, there is joy. I like that. He didn't say that when somebody says, "I want to give my life to Jesus." Because sometimes you can say you give your life to Jesus, but you have not repented. So he says, what sends the angels into joy or makes them joyful is the fact that somebody has repented, which is the first step to salvation. Very important. Then he spoke about the parable of the lost coins. Then he spoke about a woman who had 10 silver coins and lost one and went to find it. Then in verse 10, he gave the lesson. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. So the first one, he said, there is joy in the kingdom. The kingdom encompasses many spirit beings in heaven. But this one is specific, and it says there is joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repents. So with each story, he gives the lesson. So he's giving the first story, the lesson, the second story, and the lesson. Then he went on to give two more parables. And the next set of two is, the first one is the parable of the prodigal son. That one starts from verse 11. A certain man had two sons. Then he goes on to talk about the fact that the younger son, he got all the money, he wasted all the money, he decided to go back to his father's house, and when he went, his father received him, and his elder brother was angry because his father had received him well after squandering his portion of his inheritance. In Luke 15:29, the elder brother made a statement. He said, "These many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandments. As soon as thy son is come, who has devoured your living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf." The father said to him, "Don't worry." He said, "Son, thou art ever with me. All that I have is thine." So he said, this is your brother who squandered the money. All he has is this party. That's all. After this party, we are finished with him. Everything here, the business, the houses, the money, he said, everything here is for you. So this elder son actually was far richer. This guy was poor. All he had was just food and clothes. That was it. Then he went on to talk about the next parable. And the next parable is what we are interested in, which is the parable of the unjust servant. So by this time, we've entered Luke chapter 16. Now, the chapters in the Bible were put there by some English priest. So basically, in the Bible, the stories are just supposed to continue. Remember, it's a continuous book. So these things were added later on. But sometimes when you have the chapter, what happens is that it breaks the logical flow of the story. So if you continue in Luke chapter 16, verse 15 ends in verse 32. Chapter 15 ends in verse 32, and chapter 16 continues. And he says, he said also unto his disciples. The word also means in addition. In other words, when he told the story of the prodigal son, he said, having finished, this is just part of the story. I want to tell you another story to add to this one. Then he said, there was a certain king which had a steward. The same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. So this king decided that, okay, if that's the case, he was going to sack his steward. Then the steward thought about it. He said, he cannot beg, he cannot dig. So what will he do? So he decided to go to the people that owed his lord and make some kind of negotiations with them and see what he could do. He called every one of his lost debtors unto him and said, he said to the first, what owest thou my lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. Then he said, take thy bill, sit down, and write quickly 50 measures of oil. In other words, he gave him a discount. Then the next verse, he said also to another, what owest thou? He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said, take thy bill and write 80, which is 80. In other words, this guy, he gave him about 20% discount. The other guy, he gave him 50% discount. So after telling the story, then Jesus gave the lesson that he wants us to learn. Verse 8, and the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Then he said, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. Then verse 10, he says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful in much. And he just is unjust in that which is least is unjust also in much. Then he said, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who should commit to your trust the true riches? Verse 12, he said, if you have not been faithful in another man's things, who shall give you that which is your own? Amen. Now, when you read the whole chapter, like I said, two of the parables have to deal with repentance. That's what Jesus said, which is the parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the 10 silver coins. The next two, which is the parable of the prodigal son and the parable of the unjust steward, actually have to deal with money. It's about money and how to relate to money. So he tells those two stories together because he says they are all together. That's why I say he said all these two stories, they are together. They are not separate stories. Then when he finishes, he starts giving us the lessons, what we should learn from it. And I think if you look at it, parable's basically about how to use money and how to relate with money as a Christian. So what are the things to be learned? The first lesson Jesus said was that to make money and maintain it, you need wisdom. The two stories talk about people who made money. Some lost the money. The prodigal son lost the money. The unjust servant lost the money. The senior brother retained the money. The father also retained the money. And he said that it's about wisdom. So in verse 8, the Bible says, and the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. So the Bible talks about exactly what he was praising about the guy. The guy was unjust, but there was something about him which the Lord liked. His wisdom. So that's what he was commending. He had done wisely. So Jesus said, When it comes to finances, the most important key, apart from God himself, is the wisdom of God. And you will read through the story that the prodigal son was not a wise person. Because if he was wise, he would have been able to retain his money. He lost all. The father was wise. He was the one who built the business. The elder brother was wise. He was able to also keep the money and handle it very well. But the unjust steward showed wisdom at the end. Why? Because he realized that either he loses 100% of the money or he compromises and gets at least a little bit of the money. Sometimes I meet people like that. Sometimes somebody dies and leaves his property to his children. And the children are fighting because they believe that they must claim, if it's a house, I must claim all. And then they go to court. They can fight and fight and fight till they are old and everybody dies. And the grandchildren now also inherit the fight. To solve this problem, you may have to use the wisdom of this guy. Compromise. Instead of getting 100% of nothing, it is better to compromise and lose 50% and at least gain 50 than to lose everything. So this guy realized that, listen, if I don't compromise and allow some money to go, the result will be zero. So he said, listen, I will give you a discount of 50. Otherwise, my master will lose everything. Because sometimes you try and recover all, rather you will lose all. So he thought about it and he made this wonderful move and he was able to restore the money. And also, of course, he said that because of the discount, I've won favor with the people. So when I'm sacked, they will help me in life and in business. That's what Jesus commended.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to make money and maintain it, you need wisdom. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Wash me with your blood. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, transformed by your message. I heard you preach how to profit from free labor. I was deeply motivated by your message. Since I've been unemployed for some time, I decided to follow your advice and apply to a company for an internship. I was chosen and asked to work immediately. God really bless you for showing us the light. Put your hands together for Jesus.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233 557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.